those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom with his word to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Foreign Minister Sugiono reaffirmed Indonesia's commitment to strengthening bilateral relations with South Korea during a courtesy visit to Prime Minister Kim Min Suk in Seoul on Thursday. According to Sugiono's Instagram account, Indonesia and South Korea aims to expand cooperation across multiple sectors, including economic collaboration. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported that Sugiono also emphasized Indonesia's support for South Korea in successfully hosting the upcoming APEC summit in Seoul. Manpower Minister Yasirli reiterated his zero-tolerance stance on corruption in his ministry following the earlier arrest of his deputy Emmanuel Ebenezer for alleged corruption on Thursday. The minister said that he had instructed his official to sign an integrity pact to ensure clean administration in the ministry. They must be ready to be removed from office once committing corruption. Regarding plans of a shakeup at the Director General of Occupational Health and Safety Monitoring, implicated in the corruption case involving Deputy Minister Yasirli emphasized that every decision must be based on facts and evidence. And that was the news.
Thank you. Kadang juga ia takut tatkala harus berpapasan di tengah pelariannya di malam hari.
Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Going to culinary tour. to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening. Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, we present a keroncong song called Hati Yang Terluka or Broken Heart by Keroncong Biru. The song popularized by Bruri Marantika was released in 1999. The song created by Arianto tells the story of the destruction of love due to being hurt by someone you love. The song lyrics vividly depict the pain that one experiences when the expected love doesn't materialize. The song also creates a powerful image of loss and longing. Listeners can feel the depth of the hurt with each verse recounting a grueling emotional journey. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Biru with the song Hati Yang Terluka. Happy listening.
Darimu, ku
listener. Welcome to the special episode of VOI Talk with me, Ray, in here, Indonesia today. And for listener, in this special episode, we're going to talk about the theme of clean water and also clear future. And of course, I'm not alone. Right here, right now, I'm with Arfiana Malina, the founder of Watery Nation Foundation. And without any further ado, let us greet Arfiana. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good.
Yes, you seem very energetic, especially this morning. Do you have any like plans that you do, especially to get super hyped up in this morning, Arfiana?
All right. So it's a very fantastic morning for me, as today I can share about what I did since the age of 16. So I'm really happy to talk about how do I can craft my journey and start from the zero. And yeah, that's how is it. That's why I'm very excited.
Okay, Arfiana. So, without any further ado, I would like to ask you, the first one is clean water and water sustainability. It's basically your core values, especially since 16. That's very young. And it is remain a critical global role and global challenges from your perspectives. What are the most urgent issues that we must discuss today?
Yeah, I must say that the most urgent issues is when we are talking about the water, means that the human rights, means that the water rights, the access, the equal access for everyone together. So I can say that specifically in Indonesia, we can see there's a lot of water issues. For example, like water access, water pollution, and there's a lot of more. And globally, over 2 billion people lack of safe drinking water. And in Indonesia specifically, only about 30% of the population has access to safely managed drinking water service. Means that 70% more still got no access to the clean water.
Okay, so many people doesn't seem to have access to clean water. And how does the foundation, the Watery Nation Foundation, position itself in addressing these challenges? Anything that you do?
I can say that it starts from the awareness stage, where we can get a lot of young people, because we believe that Indonesia is passing the demographic bonus to 2045 or something. So we can see that this is our opportunity to create awareness, create a buzz for the people, for the young people, to start talking about clean water issues and start getting aware of it. And after they get some awareness about the water issues, the problem, and how we can solve the issues, they can start to solve it individually and together with their own community or local community. So I must say that Watery Nation play the biggest role and aspect in here when we are starting to craft the digital campaign to ask them to join force together to have action in some areas. For example, with we plan the Lora or Sopnat in Cepu, Central Java, and we do some workshop with the mothers in Banten, Tangerang, and then we also crafting some bush awareness through the Car Free Day in Bandung and Jakarta, and a lot of the people pay attention to our initiative. So they bring our initiatives to Bangka Belitung or Cirebon, or even one of our friends bring our innovation to China. Before, so we are really happy about that.
Okay, that is really interesting for a listener, because it is a organization that do a lot and even spreads a lot, especially to the China. And for a listener, I would like to ask Arfiana, maybe can you tell us a bit about how does the foundation started and what sparked yourself to start this establishment, and what keeps the foundation motivated to do what you do, especially since the age of 16? That's like 5-7 years.
Yeah, it's quite a crazy idea. So where I really interested about this issue since I was around like 16 or even way younger before, because when I was a little child, I just kept telling them, my mothers, my parents, and the people, hey, please don't litter. Please just, if you have some waste, please just take it by yourself and find a proper trash bin to drop it. As simple as that. I think that is my core values, to live in the sustainable way since I was a pretty young age. And after that, when I was 16, I'm in the middle of the finding myself, my journey about what kind of major that I want to take when I was when I was going to the university. And I found out, oh, okay, I'm very interested in this kind of majors. Maybe I can spell that international relations, but I turned up and end up in American communications. But by then, I got a lot of exposure to the global issues like SDGs, or maybe I get connected with the home communities, local communities, and the global communities. And that's what kind of inspires me. Oh, with this kind of exposure, there's a lot of issues that happens all around us. For example, and one of it that maybe a lot of young people didn't aware about it is about the water issues. I know when I was 16, back in 2020, a lot of people talking about waste, talking about or maybe a lot of environmental issues around there, but perhaps they forgot about there's issues in water too. And after that, okay, I think I need to voice it out. I need to bring it out to the world. If I'm not wrong, back in 2020, there's only like 2 or less than 5 water organizations in Indonesia, and we are the youth-led organization in the water issues in 2020. So that's very interesting for us. And since I voiced it out by myself, I'm the founder in the pandemic era, and a lot of people start to pay attention to these issues. And it keeps the domino effects to everyone, from me, myself, who do this alone and building this start from the scratch since I was just 16. And then a lot of people around, like 1,000 of people start to collaborating with us, joining forces as the volunteers. And now we are starting and going bigger from the youth-led action, just informal communities. So we are turning into a foundation in 2024. So it has a long journey for me, a long journey, quite serious and fun. And we got a lot of support from not only from the people, but also we are joining many incubation as well. And our recent achievements is we pitch in the SDGs Innovation Market in Asia Pacific Forum on Sustainable Development in Bangkok back in February 2025. Not only pitch, we also exhibit our ideas in their SDGs Innovation Market. So we are really happy, proud in our journey, and we are really happy that many people start to taking action with us, and a lot of people keep getting back to this community, even though they are just meeting us through online platform in 2020. But in 2024-2025, when we are starting to create on-site or offline activities, they are reaching out to us. So we are really happy to it.
Okay, that is such an interesting and also really admirable, as we can say. So since starting very young, Karviana is really, really want to tell everyone about the current issues, especially the water issues, and pitching the ideas so that everyone, especially the whole world, to hear. And it is really admirable. I really like that story myself. And okay, so for the final question, I would like to ask you, looking ahead in your future, do you plan to keep your priorities the same for the next few years, or are you going maybe expand to something more global or more like more challenging for yourself, especially like gathering other communities and organizations to work together with you?
All right. This is a very interesting question, since I have seen a lot of the young generation, especially in my age, who is creating a lot of initiatives back in the pandemic era, because we know that the internet buzz is really high back then. And a lot of people just starting out their our community because maybe they find a support system, or maybe they just, okay, voice it out and they start buzz out because the internet, quite high back then. And then when the pandemic starts to end, they are going to the university, they are going to the world, and okay, I don't have any energy to handle this anymore. But for my cast, fortunately, since I think it's my core values in my life, so apart from this community that already running with their own people, because currently I'm their advisors. Before that, yes, I'm the founder, I'm also the program manager, some of it, but no, I'm their advisors. I'm stepping up as an advisor, as part of, yeah, I'm still young and I have a lot of things to do in the future. So I need to manage the time. The water traditions needs to run, to running well within each people, but myself also need to get more knowledge as I grow up. So yeah, so that's kind of win-win solutions. But eventually, yeah, we aim to grow bigger, grow stronger, grow globally, and voice out. Especially, I'm really happy that we can get a grassroots voice, young people. Even we are like bridging their voice to the higher up, higher stakeholders. So, I believe that if we are more, if there's a lot of people who is more aware about these issues, especially in the local, regional, or global area, we can solve the challenge together.
Okay, thank you so much, Arfiano, for your time and your really admirable stories, and maybe can motivate other young people to do the same on what you do. And for listeners, thank you so much for your time and accompanying me and Ka Arfiana for this special interview and VI Talk. And don't go anywhere, because after this, Voice of Indonesia will continue bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia and also amazing interviews like this. So stay tuned with us only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Berlagu dengan gaya nadamu. Di mana aku di sini? Rindu akan nyawamu. Tarian tersenyum merekah. Lagumu bagai semangat di jiwa. Oh hatiku ini rindu, namun tak perlu berharap. Dan aku pun ganteng dengan dia.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau. Tahukah lagu yang kau suka, tahukah bintang yang kau sapa, tahukah rumah itu aku.
Is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kaswami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Adalah sebuah pekerjaan mudah untuk dia.
is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this escampol barat, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Escampol Claret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make escampol claret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol claret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of escampol claret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?